Talk show here for another week. I'm so glad that you're listening in. I'm going to do my best to play as much good music as I can for you today. And we should have an interview as well with Ash Grunwald. He is an Australian blues musician. There's just a little bit of technical stuff happening at the studio today, and I'm was having some difficulties transferring a file, but I'm just putting it out there. I think we're going to come through with it. If not, it'll be next week. But in any event, there's a hell of a lot of good local music to get to. I want to get straight into local music and play some. First up, let's play a whole bunch of artists who are playing tonight in the city of Vancouver. There's so much going on for you to pick and choose. However your tastes, wherever those tastes lead you, I'm going to give you a smorgasbord of songs that you could see how they fit with you, and I'll let you know where these people are playing, including myself. I'm playing music tonight too out there, so I'll play you I haven't done this before, but I'll play for you a song that I recorded a bit later on. I'll be at the Railway Club tonight from about 9:30, playing with David Roy Parsons. So I'll play for you some tracks from myself and David a bit later on. But anyway, here's another concert that's on tonight. There's a few great local bands playing at the Astorinos down on Commercial and Venables. One of those acts is Fistful of Snacks, really great songwriter and pianist, and playing with Collapsing Opposites. So we'll get a Fistful of Snacks tune queued up here, and that'll kick off our evening tonight of a lot of great local music.
Whisper to me stories of a raven, ca-ca, 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 and how with mighty wings it flew to the world's end. Whisper to me stories of a loon bird, la-loo, 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 and how it's He was awake the whole time.
Throwing stones off the road. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
We're FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice.
Okay, we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. Thanks for tuning in. So, some local music today. You just heard there a track from Collapsing Opposites, Gentrification Now Begins. Collapsing Opposites are playing tonight at Astorino's, along with Fistful of Snacks, which was the first act that you just heard. And lots of great music in the city tonight. Of course, DOA are playing at the Rickshaw. They're probably their final show, although they've said that before. I'd probably be there myself if I wasn't playing music myself. I'm playing at the Railway Club tonight. And I'm going to play for you a song that I've recorded very soon. But I'm playing with an amazing songwriter tonight called David Roy Parsons. And we had him on the show last year. You can find the interview I recorded with him at the blog for the show, Ozstranded Radio. And he's a fantastic guy, and I'm really looking forward to actually seeing him play as well. I've never seen him live, but we had him here live in the studio, so that was it was sort of good. I mean, well, it was excellent, but it was it'll be great to see him in a real venue tonight at the Railway Club. So anyway, let's get into a track from David Roy Parsons, a local singer-songwriter who's performing tonight at the Railway Club in the small room just to the side.
Something The hole in the fall. I came around yesterday to tell you once more. Girl, you were with the fringe and frown and the bottle in your drawer. Had more to say and games to play and songs that ask for more. Not an excuse, but it's a reason. It all changed with the season. I couldn't let you pass the day on the grass. Put your words on air through the static to repair. And to show that you had a choice. Could you see this gift appear from my hand to break your fear? It's not an excuse, but it's a reason. It all changed with the season. Through the hole in the floor. I came around yesterday to tell you once more. Girl, you were with the fringe and frown and the bottle in your drawer. Had more to say and games to play and songs that asked for more. It's not an excuse, but it's a reason. It all changed with the season.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Okay, welcome back to the show. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. And three acts there in a row who are playing tonight at the Railway Club on Dunsmuir Street here in Vancouver. At the top was David Parsons, a legendary singer-songwriter. We interviewed him on the show here last year. You can find the interview at ausstrandedradio.com. That's the blog for this show. If you click on the interviews tab, you can find that. And following that was Zeb Piggott Duggan, who is also playing tonight. And we interviewed him last week, so you can find him as well, our most recent interview. And the final track there was myself. It's the first time I've ever played one of my own songs here on the show, but that's a very raw recording of one of the songs that I'll play tonight. They're also at the Railway Club on acoustic guitar. So if you like, if you're curious what my music sounds like, that was a little tab, a little tidbit. And all three of us will be there tonight from about 9:30 at Dunsmuir Street, the Railway Club. So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. So let's leave the local music for now and get into the Australian part of the show. We only have till 7 p.m. tonight because the sports broadcast occurs then. Now, this afternoon, I interviewed on the phone Ash Grunwald. We actually interviewed him last August. Seems like a long time ago, but I guess, you know, everything's relative. But it was good to talk with him again. He called through from Margaret River, which is a beautiful spot in Western Australia, just by the ocean. And we had a good chat. It got political. We started to talk about fracking, which is an issue that is very close to Ash's heart. He's done a lot of research about it, and he's written a song about the dangers of fracking. So it's an issue that I wasn't familiar with. We get inundated here with the clear evidence against the tar sands here in Canada. But fracking, unfortunately, is also a problem. And Ash speaks quite with quite some depth about that today on the interview. So let's play for you an Ash Grunwald track, and then we'll get into that two-part interview. So this is he's a contemporary blues artist. He's got a great spirit and very very contemporary style, but it's still based on the blues. So let's start here with Ash Grunwald with a single called Long Time.
You keep on going.
All right, so you're hearing there in the background the sounds of Ash Grunwald. He is from Australia, and he's a contemporary blues musician, and we interviewed him this afternoon. He called through from Margaret River in Western Australia. So we're running out of time in the show, so let's get right into this interview. And yeah, he's a really great guy to talk to. This is the second time I've interviewed him in the last year. He's coming back to Vancouver on the February 20th, so he's hopping on a plane very soon. He is Ash Grunwald. And today we're being revisited by a great guest, Ash Grunwald, who is a fantastic contemporary blues artist, blues and rock artist. Actually, it's quite hard to categorize. He's full of energy, gets around a lot, and he's touring Canada again very soon. Ash, how are you?
Good, how are you going?
Pretty good. Now, we spoke last time in August 2013, so I know you're an energetic person, so I'm sure you've crammed a lot of life and activity into that period of time. What have the highlights been for you since last August?
I had a sort of a really cool time for the end of 2013. I was just hanging at home and playing like kind of festivals once a week or once every 2 weeks, and just gave me a heap of unprecedented time at home and time to like get out the guitar and just play just for the fun of playing and practice, you know, something I haven't done for a very long time, and just work on things and you know learn, you know, new instruments like the harmonica. And so it's been a really sort of exciting time for just the old school craft of playing organic music, really.
Has that space that you've been given yourself led to any songwriting as well and ideas like that, or have you been mainly focusing on the technical aspects of music?
Well, I was focusing that just on the playing, because my plan for this tour was to play 100% organically and do a really big solo show and sort of do it in, yeah, just work on the musicianship, which, as I say, you know, like, I guess for the last 6 or 7 years, most of the new things that I'd bring to the table would be in the realm of beats or, you know, messing with some new piece of gear or, you know, playing some Moog synthesizer and or whatever on the tracks, and really experimenting with actual recording. But so, you know, to just bring it back to only the musicianship and working on that, and that's, I guess, why it's been exciting to learn to play the harmonica and stuff like that, because it's just something, an organic thing that's always been around, and so just looking at the actual playing as an adventure. But it's good. But also I have been songwriting as well.
Well, it's really great to hear that, and I mean, hopefully you're one of a lot of musicians now who are going back to that, given, you know, the cynicism around big production and over-the-top things that we have these days, but actual playing an instrument and writing good songs is never going to go out of style. That's right.
And I just think, you know, I absolutely loved the other side of that coin, you know, like all the production stuff and whatever. And I just think whatever is fresh and keeps you really stoked is a good thing. You know, I heard somebody told me, I think you got the term from martial arts, but the idea that you're always supposed to keep the beginner's mode throughout your journey with, say, martial arts or whatever. And I thought, wow, that's so much like how life should be, you know. And if you keep that beginner's mind, it keeps you, I think, yeah, it keeps your ears open and keeps it really exciting. And, you know, I think that's really important, you know, once you've been playing for over a decade, to sort of not get into any ruts, because you've done it a lot of times. So, yeah, I'm finding that good.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's really good news. And that'll obviously reinvigorate you for the next run of touring, which will bring you to Canada. But I have noticed that online here, you've been most recently in Western Australia, south of Perth. Is that right?
That's where I am right now.
What, right now?
I played Margaret River last night, and it's morning here. I'm a little bit croaky.
To be honest, that is my favourite part of the whole of the country of Australia, and I wonder if you could describe for listeners what it's like down there.
I love Margaret, you know. I've come over many times and, you know, brought my family over and spent, you know, a couple of weeks here. In fact, there was one time we were really into drinking. You know, it's a great wine region, and we go to a lot of the wineries and whatnot, and Vas Felix, beautiful wine, and they had a beer, but we found out that they had a yum cha day, which was like, yeah, yum cha at the winery, and all you can drink Vas Felix wine. And so we booked that in and said, well, okay, we'll be there, like, that's my wife and I and friends and stuff. And then I built a tour around that day, and we drove over in our motorhome, and the surf was absolutely pumping for 2 weeks from, like, I surfed Margaret River main break, which is a really sort of, it's like a big raw wave, and 6 foot to getting, the biggest day was 10 foot, which was pretty scary, and it was just pumping the whole time, so that was an amazing experience. But I love the Southwest. People who haven't been there, you know, it's red dirt, very raw kind of country, super heavy surf, plenty of sharks in the water, and juxtaposed against beautiful wineries and nice coffee.
and not overly populated either, from what I remember, so it's got just about everything good. Space and quiet,
yeah,
too.
You know, it's very Australian in a lot of ways, and, you know, the WA is, you know, as I said, red dirt, kangaroos, sparse landscape, you know, the quintessential Aussie experience, really.
And you'll be having... a very opposite experience quite soon in Canada, because... You're hearing there in the background Ash Grunwald with a live version of The Last Stand featuring two members of The Living End. Very powerful song, because the lyrics there are talking about fracking Very horrible industrial practice that's occurring in a lot of parts of the Western world right now. And the second part of the interview, Ash talks about this song and how it came about. So we'll be right back with the second part of the interview. We've got to press on. Our show is shorter today, but we'll be right back after this.
Get your midweek Roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of Roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
So let's play the last part of the interview with Ash Grunwald. He is returning to Canada in the next couple of weeks and is playing at in Vancouver on the 20th. I'll double check the venue for that for you. But let's get into this interview. He's playing right in the background there, The Last Stand, a very powerful song with a political message. And let's find out what that message is right now. It's quite soon in Canada, because you're hopping on the plane again pretty soon, and we have a February 20th date here in Vancouver, and a few other dates in...
Yeah, I mean, we're going all around for like 3 weeks. It's actually a very whirlwind, like, I basically do this tour, and I'm back for one night, and then I'm on a plane to Canada.
Oh, wow.
So, should be pretty full on.
Okay.
From the plane.
And you'll be sort of... coming in the heels of, I don't know if you've paid attention, but Neil Young has done a tour across the prairies raising awareness of the environmental destruction caused by the tar sands in northern Alberta. And I know that you're very knowledgeable about fracking and to the point where you've actually written a song about it, The Last Stand. I wonder if you could speak to this, how this song came about and what your thoughts are about fracking.
It's a symptom of where we're at, certainly in the Western world. It's just a great example of what happens when governments so corporatize it, or corporations have so much power that they can do whatever they want, and they can completely wreck the environment and really harm the citizens, and that can be totally fine, and the citizens have no recourse to have that stopped and have no protection from the government. And I really feel like that's where we're at in Australia, and probably like that in Canada, it seems, but definitely be like that in America. And fracking is such a last-ditch desperation way of getting gas out of the earth. It's like hydraulic fracturing, you know, it's putting a whole lot of carcinogenic chemicals pumped into, way down into the ground, and basically breaking it all up to free the gas, and just messing with it, and it really messes with the underground water table, which in Australia is a massive water. It's our drinking water, and it's the water that feeds our land, and it's just an environmental disaster, but even socially, when it's happening near humans, they get really sick from it, you know, like, I put a song in the last, I put a lyric in The Last Stand after going up to Australia's main gas plant, and the residents there, you know, when the wind's blowing a certain way, the air smells of acetone, paint strip in the middle of the bush, and their eyes sting, and their, you know, eyes and nose and ears and stuff sting, and they have to run inside and sort of lock up all the under the door and everything. I mean, I can't believe it. And their kids have these day-long, slow, ghoulish nosebleeds. It's like some horror movie. You know, the kids do, and the adults too. They're throwing up, they can't eat, they get this metallic taste in their mouth. You know, there's been farmers who have their drinking water and the water from their bores explode. I've paddled a surfboard in the Condamine River where, as a sort of publicity stunt, but it's just bubbling 24/7 with methane gas, which is 20 times worse for greenhouse gases than CO2.
Oh my God!
It's bubbling 24/7 at a time when global warming is affecting us all. Nobody can say what the carbon emissions are from CS2 when it's freeing up gas that's just coming out the ground constantly. It's hands down the worst, most, I mean, I laugh, it's, I don't know, it's just so bad.
It's so unbelievable, yeah.
So it's unbelievable, and everybody gets told that it's, you know, it's pretty clean, and what are these people going on about, you know, and, you know, most of Australia doesn't know about it, and quite frankly, they're not interested either, that's the worst thing. And the media don't really cover it very much. Even though it's the most outrageous thing to ever happen in Australia's history. And yeah, even if you tell a friend, I generally find they don't want to know about it, really. I prefer you to shut up about it, and they can get on with whatever it is they're into. And I feel like we're in a time where we've switched off from giving a shit about most of this stuff anyway. We're very used to these things happening in a way. And we're very used to thinking, oh, what can we do, you know? It's, you know, the corporation will do what the corporation wants to do.
Yeah.
You know, that's all cool when it's, like, ages away and something's getting wrecked that you can't even see, but that's not cool, but, you know, we're used to that. But now it's coming through our back doorsteps.
And when you say affects water, that is the basis of life. That's everybody. I mean,
if you drink water, if you eat food, or if you breathe air, it will affect you. They're doing where all the farms are and stuff too, so they'll be putting polluted water onto our veggies, and polluted air will be going into those veggies, so it's been used in cask.
Just as much a problem here. The Council of Canadians, which is a very established non-profit that raises awareness of political issues, this is their quote on their website. They oppose fracking because of its high water use, high carbon emissions, high impacts on human health, the disruption it causes to wildlife, and the danger it poses to underground water and local drinking water. So that's exactly what you just said.
Yeah, I mean, you can throw in earthquakes. They stopped doing it in England straight away because they had earthquakes straight away. It's known to do that. And also in Australia, the weird thing is all of that, but then on top of that, like, if they're doing it near a state forest or whatever, I'd say, where I live, if you want to chop down a tree in your backyard, you get in trouble with the council. It's like a big deal if you chop down a dangerous country or something. But they can clear for every well, that has to be piped out. And where the pipe goes, like either side of that, like 50 metres either side, they just mow down the bush. And that's cool, they're allowed to do that. But it's like they have, like, it's just open slather. So even the logging they do, like, that's a side issue. But even that's catastrophic, because it's a lot that they do. So it's just across the board. It's like somebody invented something designed to wreck the planet as quick as possible.
Just like the tar sands, and I'm sure once you get here again, you'll definitely be hearing more about that, especially since Neil Young was just here talking about it. It's unfortunate these things just continue for now.
Well, and that's why, like, somebody like me, I'm not normally a political musician, but it's getting really sad, like, now, and I've heard things firsthand about like saying, okay, with that stunt that I do, like, I believe in the Condamine River where the methane's bubbling up, was like, okay, let's get this out quickly, because this particular paper, a reporter's told me on the fly that after next week he's not allowed to report on Tulsi Gaslight.
Wow.
And there's a lot, I think there's a lot of stuff like that, because the whole left is, it's always been corporatized, but mega corporatized now, media's corporatized too. And so, if musicians don't say something, and if people don't, I believe like that the really, the true media now is when people grab a little high quality SLR and make a documentary. Put it on YouTube. To me, that's closer to the honest reporting that happens. It's more guerrilla style now.
Mm.
And it's musicians, you know, writing songs and artists doing paintings and, you know, stuff like that. That's, you know, increasingly, that's the only path of getting the truth out. I don't think you're going to have some mainstream journalist with really mainstream media that goes up to a lot of people doing good, honest, factual reporting the whole time. You know, they're more likely to be doing something, articles on celebrity culture.
Mm.
And, you know, the things they deem relevant these days, rather than these things that are actually changing our lives.
And it's great when people like yourself do speak definitively in an artistic statement too, and because it seems like you're not looking at it as a lowest common denominator, you're looking at people as intelligent people, and you believe that people are going to listen and see truth in what you're saying, which is different from a cynical media perspective.
Yeah, I mean, and I did that for a very long time. You know, I was very curtailed by what the lowest common denominator is going to say, I think. Like, you know, I toured regional Australia so much and, you know, play to a broad cross-section of people. And often I would omit certain views or whatever and think, well, nobody wants to hear my views. Let's just play music and have a good time. But I just think in the world at the moment, push has come to shove. And it's kind of, it's time for the everyday punter who regards themselves
Thank you, Ash. It's been great chatting again, and I'm really glad to hear that you are speaking out about this issue, and we'll play the song Last Stand today. We'll catch you at your show here in Vancouver on the 20th of February.
Okay, so that was the second part of the interview with Ash Grunwald. He is a blues musician from Australia, and you can catch him at the Media Club in Vancouver on the 20th of February. He was last here in August last year, so... I definitely recommend checking him out again. He's passionate about issues, as you just heard him speaking there about fracking, raising some awareness. It's an issue really, in tandem with the tar sands in Alberta. It's not pleasant, but people need to know about it and talk about it. So I'm out of here. We're meant to have a sports broadcast on now at 7 o'clock, so... I'm going to leave you with a track from Kill City Kids. They're a band from Vancouver, and this is their latest song called It's a Baby. Here we go, Kill City Kids on CITR Radio. This is Stranded, and I'll catch you later. I'm off to the Railway Club to play some music. Bye for now.